debunked global warming because it is 40 degrees and very, very cold, and it is almost May.
Well, did you happen to see the 8-year-old Ocasio-Cortez-Cordero, or whatever her name is?
No.
Well, she's an 8-year-old who looks a little bit like her, and her parents put real thick red lipstick on her and those big round glasses.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Hi, my name is whatever her name. I can't think of it. Alexia Cortez Cordero or whatever."
And she's Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
That's it. And she goes, "Today I want to talk about global warming." And she goes, "In July it was 81 degrees." And she said, "In February it was 32 degrees." And she goes, "So that's." And it shows her counting on her fingers. "That's 4 months." And she goes, it's changing really fast. And she goes, "And the world is truly going to end in 12 years. Well, I'm 29 now, so I'll be," and she starts counting on her fingers again. She goes, "I'll be 37. So then she goes, "Now I want to talk about socialists." She goes, "I believe in socialism. I'm on Facebook." She said, "So I'm a socialist." And she goes, "And there's two other countries that are socialists." She goes, "Instagram and Afghanistan. They are socialist countries." But it was so funny to see her do this. I mean, and the way she did it and said it, it was funny. So maybe we do have global warming. I mean, we shot our stuff all the heck. But is a natural phenomenon, because somebody told me the other day that when they were a kid that it snowed at the end of May.
Oh, it snowed on my birthday, which is May 5th, so beginning of May. But we had a blizzard my 6th birthday. Okay. I was in kindergarten class handing out cupcakes, and it was like a whiteout.
Yeah.
Just randomly.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, you know, weather patterns.
Yeah, it changes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have debunked it. So welcome back to the show. I am physically back from vacation. I am not mentally back. I don't even know about physically. My bags are still packed in my room. I'm ready to just leave for another vacation. But it was great. We went to South Carolina. We went somewhere that was supposed to be a little bit warmer. It's not that warm. It was like the highest we got was like 68, but it did hit 72 for a few hours.
Wow.
But we made the best of it. Saw the aquarium, touched some jellyfish, went to the ocean twice. One of them was a dud because it was so windy. We were chasing toys down the beach for an hour. And then the second time we went was a little bit better. It was not as windy. And we did some boogie boarding out in the ocean, braved the cold water. It wasn't that bad once you were in it, though.
I'm surprised. That's usually warm down there now.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 78 and beautifully sunny. And then we got down there and it changed to like overcast and 62. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
She goes, "We just had 80 degree weather right before you got here." But it was good. We had a great time. Got to catch up with some old friends. And along the way, we did see these signs on the highways through, I think, North Carolina and Virginia, where they say speed limits are enforced by aircraft.
Okay, yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, a lot of times the troopers here will fly in helicopters over the highways, and they can tell by certain postmarks, you know, those road things, mm-hmm. and how fast you're going.
Yeah, and these aircraft enforced like speed trap areas, they had three white lines. I think probably they must have been the same distance apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll just sit up there, and if you go a certain time between them, you're going too fast, and they can tell the trooper up ahead that what car you're driving and that you were speeding, so they can go get you. I think it's ridiculous.
Now, where was this? In South Carolina?
North Carolina, Virginia area. Yeah, it was something I was confused about. We had to look it up because I kept seeing it, and I'm like, what does this mean? You swoop down from with a helicopter and get me? I was very confused. But, yeah, interesting. Something I've never seen before. Something interesting that I've been hearing about lately is this idea of giving criminals voting rights.
Right.
So something we already know that we've talked about is our criminal justice system is so messed up. We've got people in prisons that don't belong there, nonviolent crimes and stuff like that. And then when you get out, you don't, like, if you committed a felony, you don't have voting rights. You don't have a lot of rights. So the way I feel about it is so let me backtrack. What I've been hearing is that, who was it? Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders was saying, like, all, like, rapists, murderers, everybody across the spectrum should get voting rights. I don't agree with that. But I do agree with anybody who didn't, like, a nonviolent crime, there was no victim or anything like that, should have voting rights when they come out. You know, people do change sometimes, and, like, if there was no victim, they shouldn't even be in prison. Mm-hmm. So why should they not be able to be a part of our society? And so, A, we need criminal justice reform. And B, we need to stop stripping away rights of people who are not harming other people. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's happening a little bit now. I don't know if you remember President Trump pardoned this man who was in prison for quite a while. Well, he was interviewed on the Tucker Carlson show on Fox. And Carlson said, what do you think of Bernie Sanders wanting all felons to vote even in prison? And he said, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, he's an older gentleman. He said, I don't think if you're in prison, you should have a right to vote. He said, you have to give up something when you go to prison. But he said, when you get out, I don't see why you can't vote. And he said, I vote now. He said, President Trump pardoned me. And he said, I voted. And he wants to make that where if you get out of prison, that you get your voting rights back, but you can't vote while you're in prison. And I thought, who better than a guy that went through this, all right, and came out and said that you shouldn't vote while you're in prison? I mean, so you get a firsthand.
Nothing's really affecting you in there.
Right.
I mean, besides the prison system, if there's stuff going on about that. But,
The Democrats want it because they feel they can get more votes that way.
Definitely.
If they propose these
outrageous
things, you know. But I gave this guy a lot of credit. I said, you know, he could have said, well, I think everybody should vote. I was in prison. But he didn't. I mean, he had a great perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of go with that. We need reform, but we need sensible reform. I mean, now New York State, Governor Cuomo wants to give driver's license to non-citizens, which I don't believe in at all, unless it says on there non-citizen. So if they get stopped for a crime or whatever, at least you can call a different department rather than your local police, and maybe they'll just let them go. But we're making it too easy for people today that commit crimes. Voting in prison, I never heard of such a thing.
No.
Right? I mean, it's just getting so goofy the way our laws are trying to be changed, and I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think there are some crimes that even after you get out of prison, I don't think you should be able to participate in certain aspects of society like that, like murders. I don't want you voting. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't. but also, who am I to say that? What if, I mean, I don't know. So there's not many murderers compared to the rest of society, I guess you could say.
And there may not be that many murders.
Would be voting.
Right. And there may not be that many murderers that get out of prison either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I don't know, like, even if we did give them that right after they got out, would it be bad or would it not change anything? Or am I just crazy thinking that they shouldn't have the right to vote?
You're not crazy. It's, I mean, you know, when you commit a crime, especially a felony, there should be a punishment. Now, going to prison is a punishment, but you should lose some of your individual rights, too, because let's say in a case of murder, you took somebody's life and you took their individual rights away.
Right. So why should you get yours back?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, like you said, it should be reformed. The system should be reformed to kind of designate this instead of giving a blanket pardon to everybody to vote.
Because a felony drug offense is not the same as killing somebody.
Exactly.
So why are we treating them the same? And there's a lot of people behind bars that shouldn't be there. There's a lot of wrongfully convicted people too. So we need to, I mean, before we even go about trying to do all this voting rights and everything, we need to figure out why and what percent of people are wrongfully convicted and fix that. Mm-hmm. And then get people out of there that shouldn't be in there. Something our crazy AOC was talking about, actually this is not that crazy, surprisingly, she wants to, if we pass legalization of marijuana mm-hmm. nationally, or even at state levels, she wants anybody that went to prison for it to be pardoned.
Right.
And I saw something about it. I didn't read if there was any kind of catch to it. So I don't know. Maybe if you guys know more, let me know. But I can get on board with that idea. She's actually a little sensible right now. Mm-hmm. They may have just thrown her that idea so she can get good PR and everything. But
I had heard that she had smoked about 8 joints before she made that comment. But, you know, the only thing I can say about that is I think if you were a user, got caught with marijuana in your person, you shouldn't have to be in prison. But I think if you sell it illegally, now they're making it legal in different states, but if you sold it illegally to let's say someone under 16, you know, to school kids or...
Like depending on... the individual crime.
Exactly.
Individual cases.
Exactly. Like if you maybe make it 14 or 15. I mean, there, whatever the... See, the thing is, I don't know how old you have to be to buy it if it's legalized.
18?
21? 21. So it's almost like buying alcohol, all right? So I can see maybe if you get caught selling it to someone 15 and under, okay... That's more of a crime than it is selling it to a 20-year-old if it's not legalized in your state, all right? So,
but should they be in prison for it?
I don't think maybe the sentence shouldn't be that long, but if you sell it to somebody over 15, the sentence shouldn't be that you know, maybe a month with mm-hmm. community service. If you sell it to someone under 15, I mean... I don't think a child should be, you know, allowed to have that. If you can't smoke a cigarette or you can't go out and buy a beer when you're 15, why should you be allowed marijuana? So I think a seller should be maybe a year. I don't say they go to life or they go in for 3 to 5 years or that. Maybe go in for a year.
Yeah, I don't think they should be in prison. Because it's not a violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were selling to underage kids, there should be some kind of ramifications for that.
Yeah.
Just like if you're a bar, you own a bar, and you sell to underage people, you get your liquor license taken away.
Right.
But so there's... I don't know what the answer would be, but I don't think wasting our money on housing them in prison would be an answer... to stop it, because then even then getting you went to prison, so now that's on your profile.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get out, even if it was only a month, it's harder to get a job. It's yeah, this whole cycle. You're going to keep selling drugs, but.
Well, let me ask you a question, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. You know, kids today are older than their years. So if you get like a 11-year-old kid, I mean, they know most about life. I mean, sometimes they know more about we do.
I don't know. Okay. Noah's almost 8, and he's pretty not educated on life as much as I would hope.
But you,
and I try.
But I know. But I'm just saying not everybody, but a great percentage of kids that are 12 years old or 13 are pretty much, I mean, doing a lot of things that we didn't do. And so what I would say is, what if someone like myself went to Noah's school, and at recess we had 10, 11-year-old kids coming over to the fence and buying marijuana from me? I should be put in prison for at least maybe a year with doing community service. I mean, that is not right, selling to young kids.
No, it's not.
Although
right.
Although they may be smoking cigarettes at that age, okay? But that's not right. So I think just like you said, it has to be reformed. And I think there should be different sets of layers. And I don't think they should be in prison for a long time. Not on that. I mean, they're legalizing it. So why put somebody in prison for 3 years for selling marijuana?
When it's going to be legalized.
When it's
going
to be legalized. But I think selling it to underage kids, it's just like if you got caught selling liquor to an 11 or 12-year-old kid. What would your penalty be?
I don't know.
And maybe the first time you get away with maybe 100 hours of community service. And then if you get caught again selling to kids under 12 years old, you go to jail for 6 to 8 months or something.
It's
got to be a penalty if it's for kids.
Yeah, it's definitely a multi-layer, complex thing to do criminal justice reform. But it is definitely something that our country needs to do. Our prisons are overloaded.
Well, they are. And I think it's because it's black and white right now, all right? It's either one or the other. You're either going to go to prison or you're not. But I think if we have reform, then there'll be different gray areas. So there may be, for this thing, you get a short sentence. And up the line, for murder, you get a longer sentence. But definitely, I know what you're saying about the marijuana law. I mean, you know. I just feel bad for the kids that get exposed to it,
mm-hmm.
because then they think they're smart and know everything, that they may go to the next level because, oh, we can get it, you know, or whatever. So, you know, they mm-hmm. know everything, but yet they don't know how to make their own decisions at that age.
Yeah.
So.
Something else that's being talked about a lot is this, our Pocahontas.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. She's getting weird.
She's never going to win.
No.
She's too crazy. I don't know. Maybe she could, though. But
no, she can't.
Our country surprises me every day. So she's talking about forgiving all student loan debt.
Mm-hmm.
Just that sentence alone is crazy. I don't know the numbers, but the amount of student loan debt our country carries is, I believe, in the trillions.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. But it's just, I find it crazy. Here they are talking about Trump's military spending and how he's adding trillions of dollars to the debt. But they're against that, right? Which I'm against too. I don't want to add trillions to the debt.
Mm-hmm.
But then they can go out here and tout, we're going to forgive all student loan debt, which would add trillions to our debt.
Mm-hmm.
So, how can you say you're worried about the spending? Oh, okay, it's $1.5 trillion. And what was Trump's? $1.3
or $3
trillion or trillions.
Right.
But either way, that's a lot of money.
They deal in trillions. I mean, you know.
Their trillion is a $20 bill to us.
Exactly.
So, but they're out here saying he can't spend this much money. We can't add that much money to the debt. But, okay, let's forgive all student loan debt and just add trillions to our debt. The logic is not there. They are only angry about something when it doesn't benefit their side.
Right.
Because, of course, they're going to get people on board with absolving student loan debt. And you got people out here saying, oh, this is awesome, please take my debt away, and we never knew what we were getting into, which you do get tricked into a lot of these loans, I will say that. But it is your debt. You did decide to go to college. I think there's a lot that's wrong going on right now with public schools and pushing people into college.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with a lot of the reason why there's so much student loan debt. But just this whole mentality that our country seems to have right now about debt not mattering.
Right.
Mattering? That's a word? Mattering.
Doesn't matter.
Stems from our government not caring about the debt. I mean, we've had presidents before, I remember learning about, that were like, oh, national debt isn't a problem. That's not a thing. We just keep adding to it. We don't have to pay it off. And then you get presidents that really are like, we need to care about this. It's a big issue. And then others write it off. And so it seems like it's this imaginary thing we keep adding to, and that gets in the mentality of the citizens. Well, if the government doesn't have to pay back debt, why do we have to pay back debt?
Right.
And we keep pushing it off onto future generations, which isn't right. But Pocahontas is going crazy with this.
She's been crazy.
I looked up student loan debt, Elizabeth Warren, and it was just her, like, her face everywhere on all the news things.
Well, that right now there's so many on the Democratic side that they're trying to make these idiot thing, programs to outdo the other one,
mm-hmm.
is what they're doing.
Free,
I mean,
college,
you know,
for all, Medicare, right, for all, blah, blah, blah.
But see, student debt is a lot like credit card debt. Mm-hmm. If you have a limit on your credit card and you get it up to the limit and you make your monthly payment, you're never going to get rid of that debt. Never. Right, the interest rates, and then if you miss a payment, then your interest rate goes up to like 27%. You'll never get out from under that. So I think student loans are a lot like that. You know, you borrow money and you come out of college. I mean, even doctors, when they come out of college, the first 10 or 15 years, they're paying back their student loans because it costs so much to become a doctor. So, and that's why doctors got away from being in their own practice and went into a large practice, because they couldn't afford the equipment and all of that. But, I mean, there should be, I think that needs to be overhauled too, is take a look at it. Maybe have some assisted loan, where you take part of it, and then let's say even the government takes part of it, all right? You're not going to be talking about trillions of dollars. And then the loan may be affordable for kids when they come out of college and get a good job to pay it back. If a kid comes out and doesn't get a good job, then he can apply to the government for some assistance. I mean, we have assistance for everything else. And I don't mean paying the whole student loan debt back, but that
But you
program,
think they should run on this, like, maybe like half forgiveness?
Well,
they might get some more.
I think it's going to take too long. I mean, I don't think anybody can run on it, because it's going to take years to come up with a program to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because to say we want to eliminate the debt and that's the first thing I'll do when I become president, my gosh, you imagine what that'll do for the country?
But it's not even going to get through Congress.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. But if you have a plan that you've worked on for a year that you could get people on board, even citizens on board with, and it might happen, and without costing a ton of money, all right? There's got to be a way and I'm sure economists can figure this out. There's got to be a balance that can be struck so that kids can pay back part of their student loan debt, and then where the government can probably absorb some of that. That's when you think about it. They're the ones who put these kids in debt, basically. They make it so easy for kids to get these big student loans. And who has the student loans? Usually it's banks that hold it for the government, right? Mm-hmm. Like when my daughter's got a student loan, it was Citibank that you had to go through. And I remember they are making me get on my hands and knees and crawl to them to beg that my daughter get the loan. But I mean, it's a problem that should never have gotten to where it is today.
Well, the answer to it is to get government out of secondary education.
Oh, most definitely.
Because they are the reason why the tuition is so high, because they're making it so easy for kids to go to school, and they're pushing so many kids to go to school, mm-hmm. and subsidizing so much of it. So colleges are going to raise the prices.
Sure.
But if we get government's hands out of there, prices are going to go down. The amount of people going to college is going to go down.
Yeah.
Because college isn't for everybody. And the amount of debt that students are carrying is going to go down. It's going to become a lot more easy to handle.
Well, you know my feeling on college. I mean, I would say that probably 50% of kids that are in college now shouldn't be there. But what I would like to see is have a student loan program for kids to go to trade schools. And I wouldn't mind, like my son or my daughter that wants to become an electrician or a carpenter or a plumber, I could see going to like a BOCES school where you could get a degree and then work as an apprentice for somebody. And let's say BOCES charged $2,000 to take a course for a semester or two semesters. I could see getting financial help for that, because when that person gets out of trade school, he's going to have a career for life. I mean, everybody needs electricians. Everybody needs plumbers. And
right, but he should still have to pay for it, though, because it's his education.
Exactly. And he'll be able to pay it back, because now I'll give you an example. A friend of mine is an electrician, and he's been advertising. I don't know if I told you this before, but he's been advertising for help. And he said that he would train you apprentice under me at $25 an hour, and then after 3 years you would get your license as an electrician. Now from that you could either still work for the guy for more money, go on your own, open your own business, and how much equipment do you need to be an electrician? I mean, you don't need $100,000, right? But it's not that much. And you know, he said he can't find anybody to work for him.
I'll take it.
I know.
Hire me.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, and I think we need more kids, male and females, in trades.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, you know, everybody's not a CPA. Everybody's not a engineer. But boy, you could become a great electrician or a good carpenter. And I'll tell you, and my father-in-law was a carpenter, worked for a contractor and was a finisher. I mean, he made furniture, but he would finish the job. And after he retired, he was like 65. He started his own little business, figuring, oh, I'll just take a job. And he had more business that he turned down because he just didn't want to do it. He wanted to just keep a little busy. He had more business that he turned down. I mean, so you could probably use another two or three people like him in the city that just went in and repaired things or framed an addition, and then you let somebody else finish it or whatever. You know, it's crazy why they don't push trades.
Right, and now we've got, since so many people are going, we've got these, like, made-up degree programs for, like, women's studies.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do with a women's studies degree? Oh,
I got one. I got one. I saw on the news last night that some college, and I'm going to say it's California.
Of course.
Has a course in pole dancing for male and female. You actually get credits for taking a course in pole dancing.
For probably like culture credits or something.
I have no idea, but they showed them. And they showed the class, and there were guys and girls doing pole dancing.
Hey, they make more money than me, so.
But
what I should be.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, college course pole dancing. I mean, this is how ridiculous we're getting, and they're paying money. They're probably getting a student loan, all right, and having a course like that. I mean, it's totally ludicrous today.
Yeah, no.
So I can see what you're saying.
There were so many ridiculous
waste of money
at my school that I went to, and like, how are any of you getting jobs? That was me. I was like, how am I getting a job? English.
Really?
What am I doing?
Well, 75% of kids going into colleges today need remedial courses in English and math and writing. Yeah. Now, you're sending kids to school that don't even know the basics, okay? And they're getting big money in loans to take out to go to college.
And to go to pretty much whatever school they want to go to.
Right. And then you find out your kid's taking a pole dancing course. And I'm paying all this money back. I mean, give me a break. See, this is why we got people like this ADC. Or Pocahontas out there. Because this is what they want. And can you imagine what college is going to look like if one of them became president or we get more people like them in office?
Oh,
my gosh. We'll have belly dancing, pole dancing. You'll come out being able to dance.
Right.
But you won't be able to make a living.
No. But so I feel like Elizabeth Warren, she's running on this whole student loan debt forgiveness. And she's going to get a lot of people to follow that, but she's never going to be able to follow through with it if she were to win, because it's going to take a lot longer than 4 years to work on something like that. And most of Congress isn't going to go for it.
No, they're not going to go for it.
She's just lying to people. Same thing with the New Green Deal, the Medicare for All. It's all lies. It's never going to It's not practical.
No, it is. You're right. Because can you imagine if all those went through like they want them to?
They're going
to
be extremely amended.
We would be a third world country again.
Yeah. They're going to be extremely amended if they do get through. It's not going to be what they promised you in the first place. And so they're pipe dreams that they're throwing out here for support. Because it sounds good. It sounds nice. And it's never actually going to benefit you the way that you think it will. And, that is what politicians do.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if I told you about KFC is going to have very
AFC?
Strong. Yeah. It's going to have very strong opposition next year. There is a multimillionaire who has said that he would give a viable candidate, a viable Republican candidate, $1 million for his campaign to run against her. Because, you know, when you're in office, you can get big money. I mean, so he would have money to run a good campaign against her. And so it's going to be, there are people that don't even want these people in office because they're so far out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for somebody to give $1 million of their dollars away to help a candidate, that's pretty neat. So,
speaking of offices and campaigns and stuff, and it's not a campaign, it's a convention. But I had somebody ask me to do a little shameless plug here. The first public interest meeting for the Saratoga County Libertarian Committee is May 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Milton Town Hall. FYI. Mm-hmm. And June 16th will be our first convention where we will be nominating officers. Larry Sharp will be in attendance for that event.
And that's at the town hall in Malta? Is that?
The public interest meeting, May 13th, is at the town hall, Milton Town Hall. I'm not sure where the June 16th convention is. I have to look at that. but I've been invited, and I'm thinking about seeing if I can go.
I would hope you would, because I want to tell you, I think now is the time for the libertarian movement to start making big gains. And if they don't, then it's a lack of planning and coordination on their part. Because even in the city of Saratoga Springs, you have two parties. Well, actually, you have three parties, okay? Republican, Democrat, and the Independence Party. Not Independent, but Independence Party.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that the Independence Party does is endorse. They will just endorse candidates. And in the city, I mean, we have, like, the head of the Independence Party of Saratoga Springs works for the commissioner of DPW. So he, first of the year, he automatically endorses his boss, okay, which should be illegal. This would be a great time for a third party, like the Libertarian Party, to move into cities like Saratoga and offer a choice. I mean, there's so many people that don't vote because they don't want to vote for the Republican or the Democrat, and they don't have a choice.
Yeah, we've got to take over little by little.
Exactly. So if you moved into Saratoga, you could put a candidate on. You just wouldn't endorse a Democrat or Republican. You would put a candidate up, and you'd probably be surprised how many votes they would get. Because of people wanting more of a choice, even nationally. Democrat and Republican, we need more parties.
New Hampshire's doing pretty good. They have the Free State Project.
Okay.
And people with liberty minds have been moving there. They have a lot of great policies.
Okay.
And they have constitutional concealed carry. And they're really just trying to get more of a population out there so they can have more of a say in Congress and in electoral votes and everything. So they're really just and if there ever is like secession,
right?
They would be a good place.
Sure,
they would probably be one of
go.
The first. But they're doing a lot of things out there. You should look into the Free State Project. I actually almost bought tickets for Pork Fest they have every year. It's this huge Free State Project libertarian festival thing that they have on the coast. I wanted to go to it last year, but I heard about it like too late and tickets were gone.
Okay.
And then I looked at it this year and I can't remember why I didn't get tickets. It may be because I was doing something else. But I would like to get up there sometime and check it out.
So it's a pork fest? Do they chase a grease pig around the pole?
No, it's like, I think it's even spelled different. Maybe it's not.
Maybe pork is for the government handouts or something.
I don't know.
I know in New York they're trying to get parties off of the ballot. Like you've got the family.
Pork fest?
Oh, pork.
Oh,
porcupine.
As in,
oh,
yeah.
I see, yeah.
The libertarian animal.
They're trying to get
that makes
parties
sense.
Off of the ballot, like the family working party. I mean,
nobody runs
on that. They endorse, and most of the time, the family
endorses
party is
the Democrat.
Yeah.
And then you just see their name all over the ballot.
Right.
You're like, oh, well, they're endorsed by so many people. That's
sure.
like what it was with Cuomo. You saw his name, like, 8 different places.
Exactly.
And then everybody else is shoved to the bottom.
So they're trying to get those parties off the ballot if they don't nominate. Like
if they're not running somebody?
Yeah, even the conservative. I'm kind of like a social and conservative and financial or, you know, a monetarily conservative. But they always endorse locally. They never put a conservative candidate up against a Republican or a Democrat. They usually endorse the Republican candidate. We need a third party. Libertarian is probably the most the party that has the most membership differential over conservative. I mean, because they never put a candidate up.
No,
but the Libertarian, you'd have another candidate. I mean, you know.
Did you hear about the measles outbreak that's been going on?
Yes.
I actually was. You remember our guest Eric?
Yeah.
I was on his show a few weeks ago. I called in and we were talking about it, and it's just. We got into the conversation about vaccinations and what we feel should be enforced or not enforced, which I don't believe anybody should be forced to vaccinate, but I do believe that you should have some common sense. There are certain things that maybe, I mean, I myself feel like I should vaccinate my child with certain things and other things not, but I feel like that should be up to you. Any consequences are on you. But I don't think the state has any right to be interfering with that. And like chicken pox shot, I somehow never got that and still ended up in school. I don't know how I got my way in there, but I don't feel that that's a necessary vaccination. And I got chicken pox. I did okay. Yep. Came out fine.
But see, you still have that virus in you. You have that for life. So that's why when people get the shingles, as you get older, you know, you have shingles. That is the chicken pox virus.
Yeah.
So but you get a shot. Like, I just got my shot for that because I had an awful desire to become a roofer and work with shingles. But so I got the shot. just kidding there. But anyway... what's sad about that
B-rate
whole
comedy.
Thing? Yeah, that's right. Bada boom. the sad thing about it is that measles were eradicated in the United States, and I mean, for years there wasn't one single case because it was eradicated. I think
and
1980.
Now it's coming over from people from other countries.
Yeah.
That have it.
Yep.
And, but I just. A lot of people don't agree with vaccinations because you don't get to know what's in them, which that we should be able to know what's in them. It should be completely transparent of what we're allowing into our bodies. And I don't agree with the fact that they don't have to disclose the information of what's in them.
Yeah, I don't.
And a lot of people believe these theories that there may be something in them causing certain things. I don't know. There's not enough science on it. Well, there is a lot of science that has been done on it, and I just, and there's, you're not allowed to go too far into this research.
Sure.
Because you'll get shut down very quick. It's not good for the medical industry for people to be diving deep into research on vaccinations, but, and what harm they can or cannot cause. But I feel like they should have to disclose what's in it. That way you can decide. I mean, everybody reacts differently to different things.
Right.
And nobody should be forced to put something into their body.
Sure.
It's a very Orwellian idea for the state to say you have to inject this in your body. You don't get to know what's in it.
Right.
I find it very scary.
No, it is. I
and
agree.
Then
it's not transparent.
Our, right.
And what that leads to is idiotic people coming up with these conspiracy theories, which make you even more scared to get the shot. You know what I mean? Where if they had if they just come out and say what's in it, then like you said, you can make your own decision. All right. Now, I know, like, when I get the flu shot, you fill out the form and they say, are you allergic to eggs or are you allergic to latex? So obviously, whatever's in that flu shot, if you're allergic to eggs, you can't get the flu shot.
Yeah, I don't
you know
do
what
flu
I mean?
Shot.
Well, you're all right. I think I think as you get older, I mean, you know, like somebody my age, I may not be able to tolerate a full blown flu, you know what I mean? Because your systems aren't as strong. I mean, even though you take vitamins and supplements and that may not be
right.
as strong as a younger person.
And that's your choice. And that's
exactly,
great.
Exactly.
And so that's what it should be with other things too. And like I said, if something bad does happen, that consequence is on you.
Yeah.
It's personal responsibility. You need to take care of that. And somebody that I talked to that doesn't believe in vaccinations was like, well, I'd rather my kid get sick and me be able to help them get through it, because we have the technology these days to overcome these things and know that they have the actual virus than not know what that shot put in their body. Right. And so, yes, that does make sense. Me, myself, I'm getting my kid vaccinated for certain things. Not because, well, I had to do the forced ones, but there are some forced ones that I wouldn't. But, like measles, I'm definitely getting vaccination for that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember when I was growing up, because I had everything. I had the measles, the mumps, chicken pox. I can't remember people ever dying from them. And I know they said, like, with the mumps, if an adult gets it, an adult male gets it, they could be in for some trouble. But I can never remember hearing anything that people died from it. So I don't know if this strain of measles is, like, really bad.
Or just the fact that we've been vaccinated so long that our bodies can't handle the actual virus. Maybe. Which also isn't really that great to think about, because if... Like, my aunt used to say they had measles parties where if some kid was exposed, they'd get all the kids together. It's like chicken pox parties. If one kid in the neighborhood was exposed, they'd get all the kids together to have a sleepover, try to get everybody to go through it at the same time, yeah, and get rid of it, and then you're done for it.
See?
That's what they used to do. Okay, that it's sounds true.
Like, that's almost like a movie, you know? Well, I thought,
I did that with my friends. My two friends had chicken pox, and so I went over.
Well, I was invited to one of those, but I thought they said chicken pot party, and I don't like chicken pot pies.
This is great.
Bada boom.
chicken pot parties.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I understand what you mean. Here's another area where, what do you do? I mean, if you want to decide not to do it, then you got to be responsible, like you said, for the consequences.
And I mean, but in this day and age, we do have the technology to deal with it.
Right. But on the other hand, you know, they make all these companies and all these food companies put every little thing that's in there. They got to have it on the side of the box. So why shouldn't you be able to go online and find out what's in the medicine I'm taking?
Right. What is in my shot?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what we talked about on Eric's show. And well, if your kid is sick, they shouldn't be in public. That's your responsibility to keep them home.
Yeah, but you carry that measles before the outbreak for 12 days. So your child may have measles, it wouldn't show no symptoms for 10 days, and could be passed that on to some other child. See, this is what I'm saying about the scope. That and I think.
But if your child's vaccinated,
right,
they're not going to get it. And if you chose not to vaccinate your child, you're accepting the fact that they may catch it from somebody, and then you have to deal with
or
that.
Or exposing it to somebody that's not vaccinated.
Right, but if you're worried about your kid getting it, you're either going to vaccinate them or accept the fact that they might get it. If you don't. So, I mean, if you do pass it off to somebody, yeah, it's somebody that wasn't vaccinated, and they already accepted the fact that they may get it.
See, this is why you got to study things, because you're right. You changed my mind right here. but no, you're right. You have a choice, and if you don't, then and another parent doesn't, and your child gets chicken pox and it causes them to get it, it's the parent's fault for not vaccinating their child.
Right, and they already accepted that that's a outcome. So either you're going to vaccinate because you don't want it, and if you didn't want it but didn't vaccinate, you know it's a possibility. So I mean, I just think there should be choice. I don't think it should be mandated, especially not to go to school. I don't like the idea of them saying you have to have 10 vaccinations. I'm not telling you what's in them. And if you don't have them, you can't be in public spaces or go to school. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. No, I understand.
Yeah, so that's my thought on it. I actually don't even think I agree myself with the measles vaccination. Because we can get through it.
Well, I don't know.
For me personally.
I think, yeah. But I mean, I think the way
I'm vaccinated,
there's
so
got to be some different strain, because all these people are dying from it. And
natural selection.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh, here we go. Well, that's why you. That's why I drink. You know, no, I'm only kidding. I don't. But anyway.
Natural selection. I mean, we're overpopulating the earth. So get rid of it.
Oh no! Now you sound like what's her face. We should stop having children because we're overpopulating the earth. You got to stop the Chinese from overpopulating. That's where.
Let's send the measles over there.
I mean, there's a lot of Chinese. There's the food is good, but you know, I mean, you can only have one child over in China.
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, that's sad.
It used to be two, and then they put it down to one.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Siblings, yeah. What are those?
Well, and if you're a female, baby, you don't stand a chance of even
staying
being able to
family,
keep
yeah.
your child.
Get shipped off to an adoption agency.
Well, you know, it used to be, but for some, I don't understand this. You used to be able to adopt Chinese babies if they were female, but then they stopped that. The government won't allow that anymore, and I have no clue why.
We're overpopulating our country, that's why.
I don't know. No, I mean, we're taking them away from them.
Shot in the dark.
And, I mean, there's a lot of families here that can't have kids.
Yeah.
And would... They always used to go over and adopt either a Chinese
or
child
Korean,
or a Russian baby. I mean, but a lot of that stopped now. Anyway.
They're worried about the measles coming in.
I know. Now you got me worried. Now I'm afraid now. But our kids were vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time back in the 60s and 70s where it was automatic. You got everything. I mean, you know what? And then I think in the late 80s and 90s, it started, well, I should get to choose. And
mm-hmm.
Because I remember you couldn't even go to school unless you had all your vaccines.
It's still vaccine. Like that. I had to have all mine. And like I said, I didn't get chickenpox shot. And I don't know how I got through without that one. But Noah had to have all of his.
Oh, okay.
And it was traumatizing. It is. It really is. It's not fun at all. You get six of them in one day,
right?
And it's scary.
Yeah,
but I remember it was like 2 weeks before school, before kindergarten, I got a letter. Noah still hasn't had his shots yet. And I'm like, I thought he had them all. And so they had boxes X'd off of what he hadn't gotten yet that he needed, and so he had to go get six of them in one sitting.
Oh my. Yeah, that's traumatizing for a child.
Yeah. I never liked it either. I used to scream and cry. And
really?
Didn't want to go. I still don't like shots. I pass out.
My daughter passes out. Well, used to pass out when she got blood drawn. And I used to have to go with her when she was a child. And she doesn't even like it today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some people. I remember my mother. I cut my finger one time. I was probably 13. And I went into the living room, and I said, she was sitting on the couch. I said, Mom, look. And she saw a little blood in my hand. It was bleeding pretty good. And she automatically, her head dove down into the pillows. She didn't even want to look at it because she would get, there
yeah,
are people that
are
just.
Some people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, vaccination, your choice, your responsibility for consequences.
Okay.
And I'm going to mic drop it there for the day.
Okay.
With our B-rate comedy.
Yeah, bada boom. Bada bing, bada boom. We got to get Joey on the microphone here. He's got some great ideas. And
private police, yeah.
Private police,
idea.
Yeah.
Why?
And then,
I don't know.
But I, you know, and I know what he's got to put up with you if he's Joey. No shot. And he's going to say, okay, Shan.
Not an anti-vaxxer completely. I just believe in the freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And personal responsibility.
Just before we go, I want to just get your opinion on driver's license for non-citizens.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll have to look come back
into
with that.
That
one.
And how they want to pay for some of these programs in New York that the governor wants to give away is to increase the gas taxes.
Hey.
And I think, God bless you.
Sorry.
Raise the gas tax to pay for the...
Well, I've got a lot to say about the gas.
Yes, and we should talk about that, because right when gas was starting to go down, they put a little tax on it, and now gas is starting to go up.
Oh, I know. It was crazy, because I filled my tank for like $22 a month ago, mm-hmm. and yesterday I filled it for $30.
Yep. And what? Can you imagine if they put like a, like, you know, 20 cent gas tax on? This is going to be another
we're going to turn into
crazy. So maybe, you know, you can check on that.
So we'll come back with those next time. And if I... Oh, wait. Yeah. Never mind.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
I don't remember what I was going to say now. Something about Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
My birthday's coming up.
Is that
Cinco
the 5th?
De Mayo, yes.
Oh, my brother's so I was birthday
say something
is.
Something about it, and I don't remember it now.
Probably andale. everybody, we have tacos and Corona beer, and Cinco de Mayo. That's a big turned into a big holiday now.
Yeah. Know?
Well, it's because it's your birthday. Probably
yeah,
that's probably turned when you
birthday.
Were born, because when I was my brother when we were younger, it never meant much, you know. I mean, I didn't even want my mother to make him a birthday cake, but I got outvoted, so.
All right, so we'll see you guys next time.